something when it comes to you.
Thanks for joining us for episode 3, Weird Arizona.
So we're in Arizona, and I couldn't really not talk about the Yuma Territorial Prison in Yuma County. It's a former prison. It opened in July 1876 and was operational for around 33 years until it got shut down because of overcrowding, really. It's home to over 3,000 prisoners, a couple of female, but mostly men. And the crimes they were held there for range from murder to polygamy. The prison, which is built at the top of a rocky hill, overlooks the small town of Yuma, very, very close to the border with California. One of many spooky legends around the prison involved a little girl. She later drowned in the nearby Colorado River, which runs just alongside the prison. She was apparently trying to retrieve her doll that had fell in, and she fell in after it and drowned. Well, this little girl now haunts the prison, and she just seems to be a bit more of a playful spirit, as kids can be in life and apparently in death as well. She likes to pinch or poke people. She particularly doesn't like anyone wearing red. People that wear red do report being pinched. She'll also pinch all the children, and basically anyone she takes a dislike to, she'll give a bit of a poke or a pinch as they pass by.
Did she haunt it when it was a prison, or since it's?
This is since. I don't know when she died, but I think it was after the prison had shut.
Okay.
Because it's a state park now, and you can go and visit the prison. You can do a tour of the prison. It's still there. It was used as a school for some years after it was closed as a prison. And the students that used to go there were like called criminals, like a nickname, because they were in the prison. But they liked that nickname. It's a bit of edge, I guess.
My school was a bit like a prison.
I didn't go mine much. so I think this was, I don't know when she's apparently drowned, but it was after. It was a prison. But the prison, it's like a Wild West type prison. It was a hub of paranormal activity. Loads of TV shows have been there. Ghost Adventures have been there doing investigations. It's been in loads of like articles and magazines as well. But a lot of the reports come from a certain cell. It's been nicknamed the Dark Cell. This was pitch black, and it was used to punish inmates who had broken the prison rules. So someone had done whatever, attack someone else or whatever they're supposed to do, they'd be stripped of their underwear and then chained, usually stood up or had the legs chained inside this cell. It's only a small 10 by 10 cell, and the only light came through a small ventilation shaft in the ceiling.
Christ.
So once it was dark, that was it. It was just pitch black, total darkness. And apparently the guards would throwing scorpions and stuff and like joke that the glow of the creature would give them the light.
Okay. Scorpions glow in the dark, don't they?
Yeah, got like I think it's a UV light or something. So apparently the rumor goes that they would, like, as a joke, throwing scorpions with him to give him some light. But like the isolation, the darkness would just send the prisoners crazy as well. A number of prisoners were sent straight to an insane asylum in Phoenix after they came out of the cell because it just messed with them that much. And when visitors go to their prison now, that's the area where they report they feel like most uneasy, just around that cell.
Yeah.
Which is not a surprise, really.
No.
It sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, it does. I don't think I'd want to go in there.
Well, apparently a staff writer for a local magazine wanted to spend 48 hours in there just to experience what the prisoners would have experienced, like for an article, and only be fed like minimal food and water. Like the prisoners were only given like a bit of bread and a bit of water a day, and was left on their own, basically. She only lasted a day and a half before she came out, and she said like she felt like she wasn't alone in there. It's just... But she is totally freaked out, so she didn't last the full 2 days.
I thought you were going to say she was only going to last a few hours.
Well, because
Then that was
yeah,
pretty good, wasn't
it's
it?
quite a long time.
Yeah, I don't.
That's true.
Yeah, not feeling alone in there would be a bit weird.
Yeah, I feel like there's someone with
Yeah, sod
her.
that.
Other accounts that have been reported, conversations being heard in rooms where no one's in there, like just muffled voices. Apparitions being seen in the corner of your eye. There's a woman who likes to sing in the visitors area in the morning. She sounds like a joyful spirit. On death row, spirits have been seen. Obviously, it's quite an emotionally intense area as well, I assume, being on death row. And angry voices have been heard quite a lot, just telling visitors to get out, basically. So it's a very
Yeah,
a daunting place.
I get the whole death row thing, definitely, because I know when we've talked about poltergeists and like there's usually sort of an energy sort of in the property, and it sort of manifests itself. I can imagine on death row, that's got to be a dark place. That's got to be a dark place, but.
Yeah, definitely. And there was, not surprisingly, a number of deaths at the prison, suicide. Few inmates died during a riot in 1887. And there's also a lot of deaths, over 100 deaths from tuberculosis,
Okay.
which at the time was obviously a common fatal illness. Didn't have the treatment that we have today
Yeah.
to treat TB. But that would explain, like you say, a lot of souls like seemingly become trapped at the prison. And that's why there's so much activity. It's obviously a very dark place, a very haunting place to be. And just down the hill is also the prison cemetery.
Okay.
So there's there's a lot going on. And not even just around the prison, like the museum, which is in the park area, as well as there's like the offices and the gift shop. Like I say, it's a working park. They've also have strange things happening like today. There's items being moved, lights turning themselves on and off. And in the gift shop, there's a ghost that likes to mess around with the coins and throw the coins across the air as well. So it's not even the prison itself, it's outside. There's all this stuff going on as well.
Sounds like a barrel of laughs.
Well, in
Christ.
2019, the prison is actually named by the readers of USA Today, voted as the best haunted destination in the country.
Okay.
So I think it's quite a
Cool.
popular place. Because, like I say, the Ghost Adventures have been there. And it's now, like I say, it's the Yuma Territorial Prison State Park. And you can go to the museum, tour the prison, and you can even enter the dark cell if you wanted to spend some
Love
time in
that.
there and see if anything. But a lot of the people that do report that they just feel like they're being suffocated in there. And it's like a very dark, heavy, like energy, and just like people can't stay in there for long because it just gets a bit overwhelming. But I think I would probably go in there if
I think
ever
you'd
went to
have to have
Yuma.
a, yeah, bucket list item. Let's go.
Maybe try the 48 hours.
Yeah.
So.
It's a bit like an eating challenge. You get a 48-hour challenge, you get a t-shirt. I survived the dark cell.
Yeah, dark cell of Yuma.
Cool. So thanks for joining us on this episode of Weird Arizona.